Lift your hands. Worship the Adonai, the Holy God, the one in whom we live, the one in whom we move, the one in whom we have our being. Father, we thank you for this moment. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Breathe upon someone here this morning. Let not a soul live here the same way they have come. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Welcome everyone here this morning. In Jesus' precious name. I bring you greetings from Adamawa State. Will you stand up on your feet and let us celebrate the acts of God in Adamawa State. He made the blind to see, made the lame to walk, and changed people's stories. Hallelujah. All manner of miracles. The Mubi people, the Madakali people, the Bachamas, and all of them. People, wonderful, exciting people. Please, if you are from the southern part, don't blame us if we remain in the north in terms of crusades. There are fire, there are hunger, there are passion, there are intensity of value. I think that the south is saturated with everything, the good, the bad, the ugly. So when something comes, they are just watching. But these people, they rarely have crusades. They rarely have conferences. So when one arrives, they rush at it. They don't want to go. They don't want to go. So, don't blame us if we remain there for a while. Hallelujah. But lift your hands and thank the Lord for everything He did in that place. Everything He did in that place. Everything He did in that place. Go ahead and thank Him. Honor Him. Everything He did in that place. Everything He did in that place. Go ahead and thank Him. Honor Him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, give him the shout of praise. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory, thy glory above the heavens. We are looking at the God of excellence. Actually, this will be right part two. It's all right. The God of excellence. Our objective is to understand the excellence dimension of God, and also to understand what it entails to walk with God unto excellence. We serve the God of excellence. We serve the God of details. Scriptures made it clear to us in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 5. It says, sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. He has done excellent things. And this is known in all the earth. If you go through creation, everything reflects the excellence of God. We saw first in the service the creation of man, done in excellence. In fact, going further on the matter of the creation of man, how many of us know that the Bible said every hair on your head is numbered? Do you know the meaning of that? The hair of your head is numbered by an excellent God. He didn't say counted. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. All numbered. Do you understand the meaning of that? He didn't say the hairs of your hair are counted. All individual hair are all numbered. You know how to number it in? This hair, when you are combing your hair and one fell down, God does not just understand that your hair, one hair fell. He knows the particular hair number 1001. Number 5010. That is the precision and the accuracy with which God created man. He put a heart in your chest that beats about 75 beats per minute, with a brain in that heart that is called the sinoatrial node, that has what they call automatic rhythmicity. Intrinsic rhythm. It beats by itself without, that is, it's a brain on its own inside the heart. That is the excellence of God. That is the creation of man. If you look again at the second example, at the creation of the universe. The universe was created with excellence, created with precision. Mathematical precision. Mathematical precision. That is, anything you calculated regarding the universe to a point where we can know the speed of light, where we know the speed of sound, and the speed of light has not changed since creation. Was it physics students in this year? Is it 3 times 10 to power 6 meters per second? And it's moving in space at that same accuracy. The speed of sound has not changed. He positioned the moon at an angle to the earth at a fixed distance, so that if you fired a rocket at a specific speed, at a specific angle, you can know with precision the day, the hour, the second it will land on the moon without missing. That is what they use to launch astronauts into space. If God was not precise, many astronauts would have disappeared. By the time they aim them, they will just miss road into the sun and be roasted, or miss road into the Mars or something, or miss road into outer space. The Bible said, He is excellent in all things. That is the God who created you in His image. Mediocrity is a shame of creation. That is the God who made man in His image and made man in His likeness. When you are too detailed, people say you are over detailed. No, you are not over detailed. You are just trying to be yourself. You are just trying to fit into your creation, to your mold. Can somebody say a louder amen? In scripture, those who identified with God walked in excellence. We saw the example of Joseph in the first service, and then saw the example of Job in the first service. Our third example will be Queen Esther. She stood out above her mates, above her contemporaries. In Esther chapter 2 verse 15. Esther chapter 2 verse 15. So Esther was taken. Alright. When the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Hegai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So when Esther was taken into the king Ahasuerus, unto King Ahasuerus into the house royal in the 10th month, which is the month of Tibet, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. By virtue of character, composure, and quality, Esther excelled in a strange land above the people, because she was a woman who had an intimate relationship with God. Esther chapter 4 verse 16 showed us how she was ready to perish, if possible, to free her people at the place of prayer. That was Queen Esther. Our example next is King David. David was officially called the man after God's heart. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 17 to verse 21, 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 17. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, a man of war, who is prudent in matters is a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Cunning in playing, an expert instrumentalist. The search was made for the topmost instrumentalist in Israel. And that search landed them with the choice of David. When the search is made for people in your field, what position will you be? When the search is made for people in your line of profession, in your line of assignment, what position will you be? The search was made, and David was on top. Listen. Connection with the Most High equals positioning at the top place. Say that again. Connection with the Most High equals positioning at the top place. If you are not permitted to be connected to the Most High and exist in the low places of the earth. Connection with the Most High equals positioning at the top place of life. Somebody say a loud amen. Walking with God unto excellence, what do we do to walk with God unto excellence? The first service, we saw 2 points majorly we dealt with. Make the decision to be everything God created and wired you to be. Everything. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, before I formed you, I knew you. And before you came forth, I sanctified you and ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. Make the decision not to end your journey in this world 1 inch less than what God wants you to do. And be and function. Make up your mind. I will never stop my journey halfway until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never stop my journey halfway, until I reach my home. I heard a story from Pastor Adeboye. He said that they had a mathematics teacher that was motivating them. He said, your mates are getting B, you are getting C. When they got B, struggled and started getting B, he told them, your mates are getting A, you are getting B. They struggled and got A. So your mates are getting A star, you are getting just A. When they now arrived and got A star, say, what next? Say, your mates are in the university, you are here. just keeping on driving. Take your seat. If you are a Mercedes engine, don't be satisfied with functioning as a tricycle. If you have 6-cylinder engine, don't function like a 3-cylinder wherever you are found. Am I communicating? Make the decision. Number 2, realize that it is part of your Christian duty to excel in all that you do. You owe God and owe church the duty of being the best. Let your light so shine that the whole world may see your good works and glorify your Father. Excellence is a department of worship. I'm not sure you have heard that all your life. Your excellence is a department of your worship, your honor, your glory to God. You do God honor. You do Him, you give Him, you bring Him glory. You do Him worship by standing out in your generation. You didn't hear what I just said? That is revolution. It will revolutionize your life. Take your seat. Your excellence is a department of your worship. It is part of your Christian duty. He said, when your light shines, men will glorify your Father. When in the place of work, they said, the best staff here is a church person. He carries Bible all the time. He brings your Father honor. When they say, the only thing you know how to carry is the Bible, work you cannot do, you bring the kingdom shame. Am I communicating? It is part of your Christian duty. Part of your Christian. I was on fire as a student. And I was not permitted to write any exam twice by His message. And I know that nothing less than human physiology, chemical pathology, histopathology, internal medicine, general surgery, one lecturer or the other, or one consultant or the other in these fields talk to me personally as to how they feel I did so well in their line of course that I should consider specializing in that line. Human physiology, chemical pathology. I did a presentation in histopathology that, from what I heard, was used to instruct even postgraduate class. Then you talked of internal medicine, general surgery. And yet I was fire from the eyes, fire from the ears. A rolling fire on the campus. Preaching inside the bus. Preaching in front of hostels. And doing all those things. And yet the devil could not be given the permission to reproach me on academic lines. You say the only thing you can carry is Bible. Exam you can't pass. That's a shame. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. You know the worst form of mediocrity is to be sleeping when you are hearing teaching on excellence. That kind of person is irredeemable. 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 They say you should stand out and be the best. You are sleeping while preaching is on. Who will deliver you? And it is worse when you are supposed to be a pastor. It is worse. If a pastor is hearing preaching and he's sleeping, who will be awake when he's talking? These are direct arrows. Who will be awake? I called one pastor one day. I said, who will deliver you? Who will deliver you? Every time message starts, as if you have drunk diazepam. I said, wake up. Wake up so that your juniors don't overtake you. Wake up. Hallelujah. Excellence is part of your Christian duty to excel. I prophesy to somebody here today, you shall not lag behind in the name of Jesus. You shall not lag behind in the name of Jesus. If you ever feel sleepy in a service, when they give a prophetic decree, pass through that to stand up and shout amen. To shout away the sleep. Somebody say loud amen. Realize that it is part of your Christian duty to excel in all that you do. Number three, this is very important for this service. Realize that excellence is a department of godliness and righteousness. It's a department of it. It's a department of godliness and righteousness. For your information, godliness is God-likeness or like godness. When they say somebody is godly, it means he looks like God. He's God-like. So excellence makes you God-like. The lack of excellence makes you ungodlike. So if you permit me, it's a straight equation. Excellence equals godliness. Mediocrity is ungodliness. It's ungodliness. It doesn't look like God. Look at Proverbs 12 and in verse 26. Direct scripture. He said the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. Why is he more excellent than his neighbor? Because he's righteous. But the way of the wicked seduces them. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. Is more excellent than his neighbor. The difference between you and your neighbor is not that you carry a Bible. The difference between you and your neighbor is that you outperform them because you are a Christian. You didn't hear what I just said? The difference between you and your unbeliever neighbor is not that you carry Bible and they don't carry Bible. It's not that you go to church and they don't go to church. The difference between you and your unbeliever neighbor is that you outperform them when they give you the same tasks. You are more outstanding than them. You deliver more quality than them. Your level of delivery is higher than them. That is the difference between you and your unbeliever neighbor, not just carrying Bible or going to church. Righteousness is excellence, is a department of godliness. No wonder we saw in the life of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 3. Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 3, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. And the princes then, verse 4. Presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him, because he was excellent. Listen. There is nothing in mediocrity that makes you look like God. Nothing. John Wesley said, cleanliness is next to godliness. And you know, cleanliness is a department of excellence. So bear it in mind. When you do things well, when you do things neat, when you do things tidy, when you do quality things, when you do expertly things, when you do things above average, above board, you are displaying your godlike nature. When you do otherwise, you are confirming how unlike God you are. Am I communicating? This is very, very important. What does that mean to you? The way you struggle to be holy, struggle to be excellent. They are the same department. The way you struggle to be holy, struggle to be excellent. The way you struggle to be without sin, struggle to be without mediocrity. Where the things, the work of your hands are not faulted. Who did this thing? Call him back. Let him do it again. Who did this house? I will never deal with him anymore. That's another kind of person. The way you struggle to be holy, struggle to be excellent. The way you struggle to avoid sin, struggle to avoid shabbiness, mediocrity, anyhow kind of oppression. Because excellence is the department of godliness. Somebody say amen. Number four, realize that excellence requires discipline and diligence. Discipline and diligence. In the course of the month, we might talk about this in Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 14. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You don't just walk towards, you press towards excellence. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, all the way to verse 27, he said, don't you know that they which run in a race, they run all, but one receives the prize, so run that you may obtain. And everyone that is looking for excellence is disciplined. Can you give me this, the translation that puts it that way? The NIV, the New Living Translation, the Good News Bible, one of them. You say, and the one who strives for excellence is disciplined. If it is excellence you are gunning for, you are disciplined. Is disciplined. He is determined. Somebody say aloud, amen. Please understand that nothing works out except somebody works it. Nothing works out except somebody works it. Nothing works out. If you want things to work, you must work. And that is the work that excellence requires. Even though Scripture told us, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So if salvation is something to work out, how much more? Something like excellence. Something like quality. Something like distinction. You work it out. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. I prophesy to you, you shall excel. Can the amen be louder? Can that amen be louder? Give the Lord the loudest believers. Amen. Finally. All right. Number five, which we'll deal with in the next service. You submit to the spirit of excellence for assistance unto excellence. And who is that spirit of excellence? The Holy Spirit. You submit to him. And number six, you determine to follow God's pattern and standard for all things. God has a pattern. He has a standard for how things must be done. You follow God's pattern. You follow God's standard for all things. Then you are on the way to the land of excellence. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive the Spirit of excellence. I receive that spirit of excellence. I receive that spirit of excellence now. So shall it be. Very quickly we shall pray. Before we pray, you will take a look at the clip of the crusade in Yola. Power of God, mercy, governor was represented by the deputy governor, who was also there in his own capacity, chief judge of the state, head of service, top government functionaries, and top ministers of the gospel. Can you play it and let's see?
For all these 16 years until tonight, her sister told me, she told her that that old man left her just tonight.
I knew everything right from the start. She was very abnormal.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir. It's a very great miracle.
A great miracle.
For 15 years now, her right leg was shorter than the left leg. When that prophetic word was released, the water washed the leg through.
I was smashed on the leg through.
You washed the leg through. Here tonight, until it became equal.
What the doctor's leg through.
I decree the release of the anointing on 21 local governments in Adamawa State. We decree that the whole of the land shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the seas, I pour this fire on this ground. Liquid fire in Adamawa State. Liquid fire in 21 local governments.
Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. And we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are powerful. You are worthy, oh, you are wonderful, you are You are wonderful, Lord. You are wonder, wonder, wonderful. Oh, Lord. You are wonderful. You are wonderful, Lord. Wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are. Lift up your hands. That's right. The power of God is moving everywhere. Help. The spell of depression is broken. The spell of discouragement is broken. The spell of disappointment is broken. The spell of perplexity is broken. What the enemy said you cannot do, you will be doing it after today. The testimony the devil said you will never have, you will have it after today. What God has done in the lives of others, and you have been asking, Lord, when will it be my turn? When will it be my turn? I am anointed to announce to you, it is your turn now. Hey! It's your answer. Wherever you may live, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I will follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. I will follow you. I will.
That's right. Lift your hands. I see the masquerade spirit. I see the spirit husband. The masquerade spirit, the spirit of man, and the spirit of death. Graves, dead people, living right now. Fire! Shida, ya, 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 ya. They are living right now. They are living right now. Every unclean spirit in your body. Every unclean spirit in your body. Every torment of the enemy. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body that the devil has planted is being uprooted right now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high, and at the count of three, you place it on your head and scream, touch. And the power of God will touch you right now. And I see healing of bone conditions. Healing of bone conditions, back conditions, lower back conditions. I see the Lord breaking ancestral yokes, generational curses, the powers of witchcraft, the spirit of delay, the spirit of stagnation, the spirit of depression, the spirit of disappointment. Hey! I see them being broken, being dissolved right now. At the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, touch, and something will come upon you. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Yokes are breaking. Yokes are breaking. Chains are breaking. Limitations are broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise. The God who did all those testimonies, He has done yours for you right now. I said He has done yours for you right now. Blessed be your name, Lord, because you have done it. For someone here, God is saying to you, affliction will not rise up a second time. What that negative thing you passed through before, you won't pass through it another time. And that person who is passing through a process, I prophesy to you, the outcome shall be good. Give the Lord the praise. Oluwa etobi. Right in the middle there, the power of God came upon people. Some yokes or spirit of death. I pray for someone in particular on that. Lay hands. And anyone around here at all, check your bone conditions and your body pains and afflictions. Something just happened or something left you. Quickly step forward here within the next 5 minutes and we'll move to the next level. Give the Lord the praise. As you take your seat. Take your seat, people. And let us rejoice and be glad, singing the glory to God, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to God, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, He Almighty.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, for the Lord our God, He Almighty.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, He Almighty. Celebration the devil say you will not have. Today, that embargo is lifted. You will celebrate your marriage. Maybe you are not the one God is talking to. You will celebrate your marriage and your child delivery and your dedication of your children, dedication of your houses and your cars. You will celebrate that new grace and new mantle of God on your life. If you are the one God been speaking to you. You will celebrate your children's breakthrough, their breakthrough in school, their marital breakthrough, career, financial, destiny breakthrough. If you are the one God is speaking to, you will give him a 60-second shout of victory. Ay, 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 ay. Hey, 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 hey. Hey. Ay, 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 ay. You will celebrate. You will celebrate. You will celebrate. Nigeria shall celebrate. Africa shall celebrate. Abuja shall celebrate. Dunamis. Give the Lord a praise. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Take your seat. Yes.
This is Sister Felicia. As the servant of God walked through the eyes, you prayed against the spirit of death and masquerade spirits, which aptly describe her condition. See, she had been battling with spirit of death to the extent that she saw herself coming out from the grave just last week. And she had also seen herself eating with dead people in a dream. As if that was not enough, just 2 days ago, she saw a masquerade running after her, collecting money from her.
Congratulations. When I was mentioning all of those things, it was you that God showed me. Yes. For many years, it is over today.
Masquerade represents ancestral demons. Everyone that is battling with ancestral spirits, today the force of the ancestors are broken. Everyone that is battling with spirit of death, premature death, one more time. Power. And the battle against your marital destiny is arrested. Spiritual relationship arrested also. In the name of Jesus, you will be established. I declare in your family and in your lineage, embargoes on marriage are lifted. I prophesy upon everyone in this house here. Wherever they have placed an embargo on your life and your destiny is lifted. Yes.
Sir, in the course of the service, you prophesied the issue of back pain. And he was posted to Jos as an area manager. He said about 2 days ago that back pain occurred and he had been believing God for the healing.
Just now.
And now that back
congratulations.
Pain is arrested.
Power is over.
So when you were walking down the aisle, this one kept falling. But you got to her at the point where the two of them were sitting. You talked about masculine spirit. You talked about spirit husband. You talked about spirit of death. Everything is a story.
Mm.
She said, nobody marries in her family except you will agree to be second wife. And spirit husband molests her. Last Saturday, she...
Except you agree to be second wife. That first position is not your portion.
Exactly.
That devil is a bastard.
Now, she said that on Saturday, she saw herself. She was trying to cross the road and stood in the middle of the road. Everybody began to shout. People began to shout physically on Saturday. And now that spirit of death has left her.
She just went to the road and remained there.
In the middle.
In the middle. And people were shouting, what are you doing in the middle?
I also lost my son on Monday. And so I was also afraid to go travel.
Lift up your hands. That was in the dream also. In the name that... Don't say you lost your son. That is in the dream. Okay.
People have been telling her prophecies that they saw the son die or something like that. And then she has been seeing strange things happening around.
It is over. Lift up your hands. I use her as a point of contact to everyone here today that is in a season of contradiction. Season of negativity and calamity. Fire of the Holy Ghost. It is over forever. The Lord will change your story.
Sir, Sister Comfort. She has been the one that's been collapsed under power, even while the worship was on. She said that she just began to feel pain in her chest last Wednesday. She began to tell us that she has pain in her chest, on her chest, and that they want to kill her. She's been eating with dead people, seeing grave. And that spirit, she saw the spirit walk out of her.
It's over. Forever. 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 To hell! In Jesus' name. Next person.
Our brother came from Akwa Ibom and he was trusting God that he will see you, but as you were moving through the aisle,
yes.
The Holy Spirit used you to locate him.
I looked, yes.
Pastor, his name is Pastor Isaac Akpan.
Yes. He's
been pastoring for 4 years, nothing working,
yes.
With just 15 members. He has a picture of the church looking like a terrible butcher, but while you were ministering, the power of God came upon you.
Yes, the Lord showed me him and he's a pastor.
Yes, sir. And you took authority
and I was to pray for him. Lift up your hands.
In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I declare that that mantle of wretchedness and empty-handedness out forever in the name of Jesus. Anything that said, any altar of your father's house that said your voice should not be heard, that altar is set on fire. Everyone here today, every altar in your father's house that says your voice should not be heard, that altar is set on fire. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Daddy, something is happening here. She came all the way from London for her healing. She said, about 30 years now, she's been having...
2004. Yes, and the second one.
Operation of what?
Arthritis.
Okay.
And the other one, in fact, I had that operation 3 times now. 2 on this right leg and 1 on this. And this one became very bad recently. So I started watching this in 2019. A friend just say, put it on 597. When I put it down, I saw you. But that thing tickles me. We are doing like this. I say, I borrow me tie a circle so. You know, I go to the dance. And just the small boys, they land for ground. And I saw in the dance. And my friend, when they laugh, say, Yusuf, let's make you do something, another thing they talk. Anyway, I was so happy. And then when I saw the first thing I saw that really fascinated me, there was a young girl. That child must be her first one. She came, she was sitting at the back. The child was dead. And she was sitting at the back. And during the service, she was holding the dead child. Until all of a sudden, the baby
came back to life.
And she took the baby, laid her down on the floor, and she was weeping bitterly. I said, my child, don't weep. God, I've seen your faith is so strong. So that makes me, I say, is that what they find for Sokoto? Is that for Sokoto?
The 25.
I said,
give the Lord a big clap of hands. Mashakala barada balaga yada kalala. Okay, so one service.
Okay. So I said, this is, I got New Jerusalem inside my own country. And they here, they go in pains all over. Asthma, I've had asthma since 1971. Immediately I got to Britain.
1971. 50 years. Now, how did you walk when you came in? How were you walking with this?
Now my
brother, where bring her? Where you there? Now for Edo side, you come out.
Abedo, yes.
You be Edo? Sure.
My name is Omar Chodi. Oh. But we are from Uzugono. You know, my name is Omar Chodi Felicia.
Okay.
So my brother.
How did you assist her to come today?
Yes, I've been assisting her.
Show us how you people came.
Yeah, I used to use her.
Two of you like that. Now, so you take Wakago. Without this stick, make you take Wakago, make us.
When do they talk all those, all the disease there, man, whatever? I just said my leg begin to vibrate.
It begin vibrate.
It begin vibrate. I said, what did they go on? I do them again. Hey, my hand never, it never finish, it never complete. After I go touch him here. So, so now the thing when I see that.
Make you want to make we see. Are you just looking like that, people? Are you standing and looking? Wakago. You go fit. He said, I go fit, climb so. You go fit.
Is that a hair now?
Are you just looking like that?
Yeah.
say Baba o. Who will say a body well? Who will say? Who will say? Who will say Baba? Who will say Baba? Who will say Baba?
Who will say Baba?
Who will say a body well? Who will say? Who will say? Who will say Baba? Who will say Baba?
Who will say Baba? Baba, Baba, Baba. Who will say a body well? Who will say? Who will say? Who was there, Baba?
Lift up your hands. I'm not sure we can take all these testimonies in this service now. Your healings are permanent. Encounters are permanent. In the next service, we can take them. You can return back. Now lift up your hands, everybody. Someone saw, while the ministration was on, children were raining down like rain. Lift up your hands now. Anyone trusting God for children or trusting for your brothers, your sisters, your loved ones, they are released right now. And if yours is not children, you are trusting God for marital settlement or anything you are trusting God for, at the count of three, when I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, receive. You do like this and hold it to yourself. Are you ready? Whatever you are trusting God for, I decree today at the count of three, in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, receive. 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 Receive your children. That's right. That's right. Receive your children. Receive your marital breakthrough. Receive your financial breakthrough. Receive your career breakthrough. Receive. In Jesus' precious name. Within the next 3 minutes, I want everyone who needs to surrender their lives to Christ, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the front quickly. You want Jesus to be Lord of your life. Remember that excellence is a department of righteousness and godliness. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and rush forward at the count of seven. One to go. Don't be the last to come. Be the first to come. One. Rush.
Oh, God. Oh,
two. Come
on.
Come and give your life to Jesus and have your sins forgiven. Oga, oga, oga,
oga,
oga, oga, oga, oga, oga, oga, oga, oga,
oga,
oga, oga, oga,
oga,
oga,
oga,
You are tied down by an addiction. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, lying, cheating, duping. Anything that ties you down, untie yourself right now and rush quickly to the front. Untie yourself right now and rush. You are cheating, you are duping, you are gambling, you are betting, you are watching pornography, masturbation, lesbianism, and any form of uncleanness. You want the yoke broken off your life. Rush to the front. Don't be the last to come. I give you the count of five, one more time. One. Two. Three. Four. And five. Oga, oga,
oga, oto di.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Place your hand on your chest, all of you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Help me to live for you. Thank you for helping me, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen.